Time for the Hillsborough School News Program. We visit with Terry Baszler, high school principal at Hillsborough. And Terry, we wanted to talk about it last week, and so you're underway here this week with your A-plus testing and getting that all in place from the high school side. And so you're underway with the A-plus process.
We are underway, a little bit different routine than in the past. That NWEA test, we would take that twice. This the A-plus, the assessment through North Dakota here, we're going to have to do that three times, so we have that underway. 7th, 8th, and 9th are underway today, so they are taking the reading portion of it. 10th grade will do reading tomorrow, and then 9th and 10th, we're going to give them kind of a little bit of a break here. They are going to do math next week on Tuesday, probably at the same time we're talking here, and then 7th and 8th, we are going to test them in math on Thursday, just kind of to, meet with wrap up where kids are with events and where they're traveling and coming from. So, all of that takes place. But we'll do that this fall here, and then we'll probably target it. The state says you need at least 8 weeks, so we probably will target this right after we get back from Christmas break and do it again. And then the third time for 7th, 8th, and 10th, it'll be the actual state assessment. Ninth grade, it'll just be this A-plus interim assessment again, kind of like the NWA. So we are going, after that, we'll look at the results and see if we had any loss of knowledge over the summer, but hopefully we didn't, and maybe even pick some up from the last 4 weeks of school here.
Very good. It's positive, and I know you just talking in the classroom just the last week, and now this week you're really starting to settle into the academic routine, and it feels like a normal school year already here in the mid September.
Yeah, it does. We got homecoming that was done early in the school year, a couple of weeks ago, and we have that all taken care of, and it's kind of what the teachers were hoping for, that we would get settled in. And last week it felt like we were starting to settle in. We did a fire drill last week just to kind of get one into the books early in the fall, and so we did that. And now, yeah, it kind of feels like we're settled in. The hallways, classrooms, everything that I've been in, walked around, it feels like we're settling in really well. The kids are settling in really well. We do have our first eligibility check coming Thursday afternoon, so so that kind of gets that academic piece really rolling with that piece, and so it does. It feels good. It feels like like we're into the swing of things, just like the teachers were hoping for between now and then, that break that we have in October when we have Thursday and Friday off.
Good stuff there. You even talked about the dual credit classes. Everybody's all squared away on that. Do you get some time after you get started to make sure everybody's doing the right thing and where they need to be, and all all the T's crossed and I's dotted, and you're doing that?
Yeah, we got that all wrapped up. Usually we, kids are applying. We have kids applying to Mayville State. We have kids applying to Valley City State. Some apply to NDSU, and trying to get all those applications done. And some kids are doing multiple colleges at the same time, and you still have to apply to all the colleges that you're taking dual credits from. So we got that all tidied up and squared away last week. The colleges do, they do really well with that, making sure that we have all the kids have their applications in, so they get that opportunity to do the dual credit pieces. And so we have that all squared away and taken away, and now we just kind of monitor the classes and make sure the kids are on top of things. And come late October here, in a month and a half, early November, we'll be having the kids sign up for dual credits for the spring semester. So, we get to nestle in with the dual credits for a little while here and get the kids on track and keep them going. And before we fire up next semester here, actually shortly. So
that's right.
It's going well, yeah.
Well, good. Glad to hear that. Events, activities-wise, I know everybody's going somewhere, right, to where we've got all of the fall activities going and different activities tying into it, too. So it's a busy time right now.
Yeah, it is a busy time, and, we've hit that where there's going to be pretty much something every day. And, that started yesterday with the girls' golf. They were on the course yesterday, and then today we have cross country heading to Central Cass, and that's not going to be all the runners, but some of them will be heading to Central Cass on the Castleton to run down there. And then junior high will be playing at Climax with a volleyball, and then our C through varsity make the big trek up to Pembina tonight to play North Border, so that's a long night for them, and you know, hopefully they can get back fairly early with that one tonight. And then Wednesday, our girls, it's their last regular season golf meet. They will be in Mayville tomorrow at the Mayport CG meet, and then Thursday junior high will be at Central Valley playing Grafton, and then Friday the cross country, they will make their annual trek down to Minneapolis to run in the GRIAC, and that's a big weekend event for them. And then varsity football will be at Edgley to take on EEK, and then Saturday we have a C squad in the 7th grade volleyball jamborees, C squad in Mayport and 7th grade in Thompson. So definitely, yes, Kevin, a busy week. We got, you know, some of the longer trips with the North Border trip and then the Minneapolis trip, so a couple long trips wedged in this week as well.
Well, you're right. Busy time, good time for everybody, and you're hoping that, like I say, people can stay healthy. I know we're talking football. It's been kind of a, you know, an injury-plagued early start to the season here for the Borough football team, so hopefully everybody can get healthy. And, you know, from that standpoint, just, you know, everybody stay healthy and all the activities and in the classroom. We just want to keep this off to what has been so far a good start to the year.
Yeah, you know, you're right. We do have some injuries, and we have some volleyball injuries as well, so you know, kind of all the way around, kind of injury plagued at the moment. So hopefully these kids can get healed up and get back participating and finish out the fall season strong.
Terry Basler, high school principal at Hillsboro. Terry, thanks for the time here for the Hillsboro School News Program. Let's do it again next week.
Absolutely, Kevin. Look forward to it every Tuesday.